To our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts Family, EE Arts Family, Heart's Home Family. And make sure you subscribe with a little bell clicked on all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts. We were just talking about the big geomagnetic storm that hit us that the experts were confounded by. Oh, gosh, we didn't see this coming. No, there's a lot of things the experts aren't going to see coming when they're basing it on science that, again, is all about profit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, does that ever bring profit for book writing, too? Because how many times have they had to rewrite science?
It's constantly being rewritten. And then Heart's Home as well, where we're talking about happy things. So here we go. We have a Norfolk Southern. Another freight train's derailed. This one is in Eyre, Massachusetts. You have several emergency crews, other agencies at the scene of this derailment. The train cars were carrying trash cargo, and about 10 cars have overturned. No reported injuries.
Which is a really huge thank goodness.
Yeah, and we can't keep track. I think it is in the 30s, because when I post things, I think it's on... I think it was on Patreon. Patreon will like give you a key tag, and I have a hashtag train derailment. And last time I looked, I think it was 29 times I've used train derailment. So yeah, I think we're up there. U.S. contractor killed, 5 service members wounded in Syria. Airstrikes ensue. United States struck Iranian-linked groups in Syria on Thursday after U.S. contractor was killed. 5 military service members and another U.S. contractor were wounded in a purported drone strike. The Pentagon said U.S. casualties were suffered on a base near Hasaka in the northeast part of the country when a one-way unmanned aerial vehicle hit a maintenance facility at 1:38 p.m. local time. The statement said intelligence assessed the drone was of Iranian origin. 3 service members and the surviving U.S. contractor were medically evacuated to military medical facilities in Iraq. 2 service members were treated at the base. No details were provided about which military branches the service members were affiliated with, nor the identity of the contractors. As you see the area, again, you know, there has been no declaration of war on Syria. You know, Congress didn't vote on that. The American people haven't voted on that. And yet we've had, people in there forever. This is again the unfolding, very sad, very sick joke of, you know, again, the military being used to serve the people. No, it's being used to serve the interests of the elites, as we know. The U.S., you know, this is interesting again because clearly this was stated. The gentleman that authored a book, Behold the Pale Horse, who is no longer with us, who actually predicted 9/11 1 month exactly before it happened, even said who was going to be blamed for it. He said that, again, this is back in the 80s, he was talking about the U.S. just being simply used to be the military policing arm branch of the control group that's in the shadows behind the scenes around the planet. Now they're simply shifting their base of operations, and they're ditching their control. They're the ones that have been carrying out all the negative karma, too. You got to look at it from that standpoint. I mean, how much negative karma does the U.S. have right now and NATO? It's enormous. How many countries around the world can't stand the U.S. and NATO? A ton. How many are banding together, sending people into these countries, the U.S. and the U.K. and other NATO countries, with the intention of lighting fires to these countries in retribution for what's been happening over in other countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and places like Somalia and Sudan and tiny little countries you maybe never even heard of that we have been in, that the military of the United States and NATO has been in. executing not the will of its citizens that's supposedly serving, but executing the will of the controllers. And, oh man, there are so many countries that can't stand us. That's the bottom line. And they're pouring over the borders. They've been pouring over the borders for a long time. Their numbers are probably in the millions waiting. And not even waiting. I mean, we're looking at the train. Hello! It's obvious what's going on here. And this is talking about that missile slam into another U.S. base in Syria. Iran-backed militants retaliate hours after Biden ordered deadly precision airstrikes on their positions following suicide drone attack that killed American worker. Now, you know, contractor, you're a gun for hire. You're you know, what is a contractor? You're a gun for hire. It's a Ronin. It's a masterless samurai that will go to the highest bidder. And we see this from Sputnik, by the way. Iranians were not killed as a result of the U.S. airstrike. What we're seeing is the coming together of the Islamic world against a common enemy. And that common enemy is NATO and the U.S. And we're watching that happen. We're watching a lot of countries uniting. We're actually going to watch the majority of the world unite against the U.S. and NATO. And it's all been planned for decades and decades.
I think that's the frustrating part, is the planning that's been put into this for so many years in advance. And when you really think about it, it can be so discouraging. But the encouraging part is we are creating a new reality, and karma is a very interesting creature because it's an action and reaction. So there will be karma going on here, and we need to be in alignment in the right place and the right time in our lives, and that way whatever happens, at least we're going to be okay as individuals.
Everything is telegraphed. North Korea unveils radioactive tsunami weapon. Oh, wow. Yeah, well, the U.S. was doing that in World War II, you know, as far as a tsunami weapon. That was going to be the alternative to, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Russia has this, and China probably does as well. They also have the hypersonics that move so fast that we can't stop them. And again, everything is telegraphed. This is what they tell us, because this is the storyline that we're supposed to piece things together when chaos hits and we're trying to figure out what happened. Do you think that was a tsunami bomb? Do you think those were tsunami bombs? Or was it La Palma and Cascadia going off? You know, this is the question marks have to be put there. But also, you know, the truth is also being put there to a degree. It's up to the average people to figure all this out. Pyongyang claimed the system is able to annihilate enemy ship groups without detection as well. So, you know, like a carrier strike group, all of a sudden, boosh, they're gone. They're at the bottom of the sea. You know, this war is getting hotter all the time. And we all could just, you know, feel now. I'm listening to people that are not CONS piracy theorists, people that are, you know, economic people, fiscal people that are saying, okay, you know, it's obvious what's coming next. That's a direct conflict. You know, no more proxy war. It's, you know, this is what's coming. It's obvious that we're going to have something that's going to be probably bigger than the Great Depression. Yes, Rama, it's true. He's looking at me with like, oh, is it going to take away my kibble? No, don't worry. We'll get kibble for you, Ram. Yeah, it's just obvious. You know, people like Theoria Apophysis, yes. And Neil McCoy Ward and so many others out there that wouldn't usually talk about what's going on, but they feel like they got to because it's just so dang obvious what's going on. Russia close to persistent nuclear cruise missile attack sub presence just off the U.S. coast. Again, everything is telegraphed. This is from the United States Navy news. So, you know, again, this is not a rag, so to speak. No, this is where we get, you know, the movement of our ships from. Yeah, you know, they're making regular runs, and it also touched on the fact that Russia and China are having a regular presence up in the Arctic again as well. They are leading the charge. You know, they have more ice cutters than the U.S. does by a mile, and everything has been telegraphed. It really, really has. Pentagon begins redeployment to deter Russia and China, so U.S. Defense Department's going to move newer attack aircraft to Europe and the Pacific, and it's going to put the older stuff in the Middle East. It's going to switch its priorities because it's obvious we're getting close to a certain time here. Meanwhile, in China, embattled TikTok chief seen as a hero defying the bullying U.S. This is, again, you know, the black hat has been placed on the U.S. and NATO globally. And, you know, this is, again, part of the story. It's part of the script. It's right in front of our face. Biden's option on TikTok narrow after Beijing pushes back. Because, you know, it's pretty obvious, you know, we've been so infiltrated for so long. It's almost kind of it's almost laughable to go after TikTok now. When the infiltration is so massive, I mean, we watched a 900% increase in Chinese nationals coming over the border. We watched people, especially in mass, coming from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba. All three are aligned with Russia and China militarily and economically. And so when you look at who's coming over the border, and now Mexico wants to be part of BRICS, they want to be aligned with China and Russia. It's pretty obvious we've been infiltrated to a massive degree, massive. And what do we have? We have a coming together of all these other parties that have had issues with each other, and they're dropping their issues because they have a common enemy that they're about to face off directly against. So after Iran, Saudi Arabia to reestablish ties with Syria. So again, the unification of the Islamic world alongside China and Russia is happening. This is all part of the bigger picture. The House passes a bill nixing the $72 billion in funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. So one of the new Republican House majority's first legislative moves on Monday, the body passed a bill rescinding the $72 billion in spending on 87,000 new IRS agents. House Resolution 23, or Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act, passed the lower chamber in a 221 to 210 vote along party lines. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced during his first address as Speaker early Saturday that funding for the new Internal Revenue Service agents provided under the Inflation Reduction Act enacted last year would be one of the first bills the new Congress takes up. This was our very first act of the new Congress because government should work for you, not against you, McCarthy wrote on Twitter. Promise made, promise kept. Legislation was sponsored by Representatives Adrian Smith, Republican from Nebraska, and Michelle Steele, Republican from California. It now heads to the Democrat-controlled Senate, where it does not appear to have the votes to pass. So, you know, again, it will probably be shot down. And this is all fuel for the fire as we are heading towards that civil war. So what's the U.S. going to look like? Well, look to France. Yeah, you know, what does France look like right now? Interesting how the U.S. and France have been tied together since, you know, the beginning of the U.S. As France burns as a million protesters rage against pension reforms. Yeah, it is seriously escalating over there. Barricades on fire in the city center of Paris. You might want to hold off on that French vacation right now, guys, you know, because it's a little toasty there, and we're not talking summer heat. Protesters in France have reached the city of Bordeaux, immediately set City Hall on fire. As you see, BNP Bank Agency was also set up on fire by the demonstrators. Macron faces mounting pressure after violent demonstrations. Yes, the Rothschild puppet. 400 security forces injured, more than 450 people arrested. King Charles III, France visit postponed. 900 fires lit around Paris. More than a million people marched nationwide on Thursday. Again, I know the UK's population is 66 million. I wonder what France's is. I think it might be a hair larger. I'm going to have to double check that. You know, we can't call for Obi-Wan. We can't call for Obi-Wan, guys. Our only hope is us. That's it. Our only hope is us. Hold your position. Hold your light. You know, don't let the darkness, the hate, the anger swallow you up. It does lead to the dark side, and that's what they're counting on.
Yes, become your own hero, become your own warrior, because it's in each and every one of us.
But, you know, not a warrior in the sense that we are taking action like they want you to action.
Right.
You know, think about it in a spiritual manner. They want you rising up and causing more havoc. Mm-hmm. Be constructive in what you do. Come together with other like-minded people.
And that can be very, very difficult to do. I mean, because we're in such a huge chaotic mess. And when it comes to getting through this, we have to really strengthen ourselves. We have to strengthen our own soul and walk through this one step at a time.
Yeah, France's population is 64 million, so just a tad slightly smaller than the UK's. So if you have one out of every 64 people taking to the streets, that's substantial, and I think that's probably only going to increase, and it's also going to increase globally. Again, we are our only hope. We are the ones we are waiting for. I know it can be tiring. I know it can be overwhelming, and it can make you just say, I got to go back to bed. Mm-hmm. But now is the time.
Oh my gosh, that is so comfortable.
It is. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.